I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Only 14% of Americans say the price of buying food is not a source of stress in their lives. More than half say it is a major source. So much so that a new AP NORC poll shows 4 in 10 Americans under age 45 say they are now using buy now, pay later for their groceries.
A vote for Trump means your groceries will be cheaper.
The USDA projects food at home costs to increase 3.3% in 2025.
Bacon is through the roof. They're all through the roof. The milk, everything is bad. And we're going to straighten it out. We're going to bring prices way down. And we'll get it done fast.
At other times, he said, day one. Associated Press is reporting many lenders are saying the buy now, pay later customers are having trouble repaying their loans and are overextending themselves. The president is saying now that high food prices is a very complicated issue. Do you remember another candidate saying that exact same thing and searching for it?
Many of the big food companies are seeing their highest profits in 2 decades.
She didn't get elected. And it is questionable whether the president is ready to take on big food business companies anyway, and he blames the mess on the Biden administration. So what do we take from this? Food prices high. With the Trump tariffs, there's a good possibility they will go higher. People are overextending themselves to buy food. And with Donald Trump already having been president for 4 years, did he not know food prices were complicated? So why did he promise lower food prices on day one? Is there any sense to be made here?